This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. A special congressional election is checking the political pulse across the Albuquerque metro area and a few outlying rural communities in one of the few House campaigns since President Joe Biden took office. Four names are on the ballot in tomorrow's election to succeed Deb Haaland in Congress after her confirmation as Secretary of the U.S. Interior Department. New Mexico's first congressional district has heavily favored Democratic candidates in recent years, shunning President Donald Trump with a gap of 23 percentage points in 2020 and re-electing Haaland with a margin of 16 percentage points as voter participation reached an all-time high. Those margins bode well for Democratic nominee and second-term State Representative Melanie Stansberry as she confronts Republican State Senator Mark Moores. The potential for low turnout in the vacancy election adds an element of uncertainty and a sense of rare opportunity among Republicans, who account for 31% of registered voters across the 1st Congressional District. Drug overdose deaths in New Mexico in 2020 increased by 25% from the previous year, continuing a trend seen before the pandemic. The Albuquerque Journal reported that increased abuse of the deadly synthetic opioid fentanyl pumped up the number of overdose deaths by 147 to 721 in 2020. Fentanyl is an extremely potent opioid that's prescribed for legitimate medical uses, including treatment of cancer patients and in surgical anesthesia, but is also smuggled into the United States from Mexico and often trafficked illegally in counterfeit pills known as blues. Acting U.S. Attorney for New Mexico Fred Federici said the pervasiveness of fentanyl on the illicit drug market in New Mexico is one of the most daunting public safety issues we face. Conservation projects in the Pecos River area got a boost this year as about $1.5 million in grants were awarded in southeast New Mexico and West Texas to restore habitats and maintain the health of the river. The Pecos Watershed Conservation Initiative, a consortium of private companies and government agencies, released its fourth annual grant funds last week for seven projects along the river. Partners in the initiative include oil and gas companies and federal government agencies like the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Bureau of Land Management. BLM New Mexico Acting Director Melanie Barnes said the projects were needed to support the diverse ecosystems in the Pecos River area. In the last 2 years, 15 projects got funding to lease water to support restoring aquatic habitats, restore grasslands in the Chihuahuan Desert, and improve grassland management. More than 60 miles of new fencing, safe for native pronghorns, was also installed. More New Mexico schools are committing to offering full-time, in-person learning this fall with some virtual learning options. Schools confirming their commitments to widespread in-person learning over the last several weeks include districts that were the most hesitant to reopen, including Albuquerque and Santa Fe. In a letter to parents last week, Santa Fe school officials said classes will be in-person only starting next fall. However, students can register for online school with Desert Sage Academy. State education officials have taken a hands-off approach after a year of strict pandemic restrictions loosened in the middle of the spring semester. Since the widespread reopening of New Mexico's public schools in early April, a few schools have had to shut their doors because of COVID-19 outbreaks, while over 800 schools have kept the virus in check within their facilities or have been in communities that managed to do so. Schools and nonprofit groups in New Mexico are still making preparations for summer programs. This is KUNM.